And Prentice Buccaneers, coached by Mike Murphy, going through the starting lineups here right now. Just getting to know these girls a little bit, been following the Phillips Loggers a little bit. Prentice still in it here in regional finals. Winner is going to take on the winner of the Riblake Redmond and the Winter Warriors coming up. When will that game be, Katie? But when will the next game be? Tuesday? It'll be Thursday. Okay, the winner of this game will play next Thursday. And they're announcing right now, Piper Hakenin, my favorite Buccaneer of the day. My niece out there, you're going to be hearing me cheering for her a lot. Prentice coming off of a win over Flambeau. And the Mellon Granite Diggers coming off a win over Butternut. National Anthem was done here, and they're coming onto the court here right now. Giving them high fives. It's the Mellon Granite Diggers in their white uniforms with blue lettering. Prentice Buccaneers in their white uniforms with red lettering. And both teams fired up and ready to go. Some star power over here on the Buccaneers side. I see Hannah Gladson, Leah Lord, and Riley Gillette. Riley? Kayla Gillette. Oh, they're both out there. Okay, Riley is a freshman. Kayla is a senior. Some height out there from the Gillette girls. What's that? Oh, I got it together, Chris. All right, these girls ready to go here. Prentice working from right to left in front of us. Sometimes they play the switch, sometimes not. Does Prentice like to stay on the same side the whole time? I haven't seen much of the switch. So Prentice going to be on this right side here. Yeah, we got some competition here next. My brother here announcing the game on the Prentice website. But this game about to get underway here in just a moment. Prentice, they got the height advantage over here. I've seen them a little bit. They got some girls that can hit this ball hard. And right now, starting out, Hannah Gladson, she's going to be serving for the Buccaneers. Gladson with the jump serve gets it over. Dug out here by the Granite Diggers. This is a big spike from deep. It's just a little bit far. They were asking for it to be tipped, and it was touched. I didn't see it get tipped, but apparently it was. Big spike there from Bella Mesko Jokinen. She's an athlete over here. And it's going to be the Mellon Granite Diggers leading 1-0. Here's Nortonen serving 4. The Granite Diggers gets it over. Buccaneers, they tip it over. They're going to try to set one up over here. Mellon over, dug out here by the Buccaneers. And here's Leah Lord, a big one, but it was blocked. And Prentice trying to save it. They do. Lord gets it over. Here's Mellon's turn over from that left side. Spiked it into the net. I think we're going to get an illegal hit. Legal hit for Mellon. It's going to go point, going to go to the Buccaneers. And Piper Hakenin, my niece, serving here for the Buccaneers. Piper gets that one over. Nice serve from her. She's the libero. And over this left side, going to try it again. This one blocked. And a nice job and a nice block from the Buccaneers. And point going to go to the Granite Diggers. 2-1. All right, serving again here. Granite Diggers, they get this one over. Lord trying to save that one. A diving attempt from Piper. Can't get it. And 3-1. Going to go down as an ace. Serving over there is Malaya Nortonen. Thinking she's got a sister, cousin. Not sure yet. Brianna Nortonen on this team as well. Here's Malaya. She puts it over again. Went deep. Lapson digs it out. Sending up Lord on this right side. He gets up high. Hits it deep. Mellon's got to get it back over. They do. All right, Luca Blumberg digs that one out. And Riley Gillette puts this one over. Two tall Gillette girls on this team. A diving attempt there from Gladson. And Prentice unable to get at it. It's 4-1. Early start here for Mellon. We know this is a game of runs, game of momentum. And maybe Chris Johnson might kind of join me here for a minute. Love to have him here to plug in his mic. It's 4-1 here right now. And Chris, good to have you. Here we go. 4-1 here right now. Can you hear Chris?
Yep.
All right. Chris Johnson, former Buccaneers girls basketball coach, is going to join us here today. Prentice got the points on that one, and they are leading 4-2 here. Chris, I haven't gotten to see a lot of these games for the Buccaneers, but they've got some star power out there. They've got some athletes out there right now, and down 4-2, but it's early on here. Expect Prentice to make a little run.
Like you said earlier, it's a game of runs. Obviously, you get to this point, you're going to face some better competition. There's a lot of good mixture on the Buccaneers side right now. I mean, they've got power hitters, they've got tight block, and they've got really good libero moving Piper.
Yeah, they do. 4-3. Prentice just got the point again. Hit this one deep. Prentice has the momentum on their side. Mellon does get it over. Dug out there by Piper Haken. And on this right side for Leah Lauren, a big spike from her. Dug out by Mellon. Nice defense. Amanda LaRose got this team ready here. And a nice job by the Buccaneers. Was that Maddie Freeman?
Maddie Freeman.
Maddie Freeman doing a nice job. Set it deep where nobody was. Placed the ball nicely. Gets the point and ties it up at 4 here, Chris. So momentum on the Buccaneers side. Who do we got serving there?
That was Sophie Krieger. Or Sophie Stroba.
Sophie Stroba. All right. Apprentice has it on their side. Setting up Maddie Freeman on that right side. I think that one was a little wide. No one touched it. Point goes to Prentice. Maddie got up high, hits it hard. She's a powerful girl, Chris.
Definitely.
And a youngster, a sophomore?
Sophomore, yeah.
Sophomore, yeah. All right, here we go. Serving for the Granite Diggers is Trinity Conley. Setting up Lord on the right side is Prentice. And gets it over Mesko with a big spike on that left side. Mesko's got some power over
Definitely.
Here, Chris. Mesko joking and haven't seen much of her play here, but she can get up high and wind back here. Here's Lord again. A big spike from her. Dug out by Mellon again. And from the back side, Piper digs this one
good
up.
Good volley. Good volley.
And, yeah, back and forth they go. Both teams showing their defense. And this one goes into the net. Mellon spiked that one into the net. Prentice going to get the point. It's 5-5 in this first set. Regional finals here, Chris. Winner is going to go play against the winner of Rib Lake and Winter.
Yes.
All right, here's Leah Lord. Nice serve from her, a running jump serve from Leah Lord. Leah Lord, just a freshman, first team all-conference.
A lot of talent coming up.
Yeah, a lot of talent coming up for the Buccaneers. Let's see here. Leah Lord's got the point on that one. Prentice is leading 6-5. Here she is in the jump serve. Gets it deep, dug out here by Mellon. Mesko gets this one over. Mesko joking in.
And here's the second part right there.
It was.
Murphy's got a nice lineup here because you go from Leo with power and right away backed up by Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah Gladson can wind back.
Yes,
crush that one. That's a kill from Hannah Gladson. She gets up high. Hannah Gladson showing her strength. Buccaneers leading 7-5. Here's Leah Lord again. And this one goes into the net. Mistimed it. It's such a good player, Leah Lord is. So, going to make a mistake sometimes there.
Definitely.
Just misjudged that one, mishit it. It's 7-6. Mellon serving for Mellon is Peters. Gets it over. And Prentice.
Little lack of communication right there.
Communication error right there. And Piper trying to round him up, get him together. This is my fault. That's what a leader does. All right.
Deep.
And this one a little bit deep and out of bounds. That was Peters on that one. Gracie Peters. Hit that one a little bit far. Prentice leading 8-7.
Mellon's got some nice rotational talent there also.
They do. Chris, what I really love about this game here is the camaraderie of the girls. They really bond together in this sport here.
More so than I've seen in most other girls' sports.
Absolutely. And Prentice serving now leading 8-7. And that was Brooke. Oh, I'm sorry.
What a hit from the back, Lowell.
Yeah, Prentice again. Now it's on Mellon's side. Setting up Mesko. Get that one deep. Leah Lord digs it out. Trying to get Hannah Glasson. Oh, my God. Right in the face of number 20, and that one got her good.
Didn't have time to get her hands up.
No, she didn't. She got pegged in the face. Hannah Glasson. Chris, she puts it down as hard as anybody in the conference, doesn't she? I don't know if there's anyone that hits harder than Hannah Glasson.
Boy, and it's really come out, and she's put some effort into these last tournament games here. She's been just nonstop.
Yeah, Gracie Peters got hit right in the face, and she gets up. She says,
hey, okay. I'm
absolutely
shaking it off.
She says, this is regional finals. I'm just a sophomore here, but I don't want this to end. It's 9-7. Prentice leading this one right here. Prentice serves it over.
Nice drop serve right there. Fell right on the floor in front of number 9.
And ace over there for number 15. Klinger.
Rainey Klinger.
Rainey Klinger, a junior. First I've seen of this athlete. Rainey Klinger's got a couple points in a row here. It's 10-7. The momentum on Prentice side. Serves this one over. Dug out here by the Granite Diggers. They just tip it over. Almost a mistake of a tip over, and it happened to work out for Mellon. They get the point 10-8.
Caught Kayla misjumping, so she was off her bounce before she got back up.
Yeah. Here we go. Mellon, the libero serving for Mellon here. And gets it over. And Leah Lord, right on the line, Leah Lord had to make a decision right there. Tried to get at it and bounced off her hands and out of bounds. It's 10-9. And I don't see number 23 here on the roster.
It's their libero, so.
It's their libero. Either way, I don't see him on there. Anyways, nonetheless, it's 10-9. Prentice's turn. Hannah Gladson again.
Another one.
This time Peters was ready for it. Barely got out of the way.
What a dig. What a dig, though.
Absolutely. After getting hit in the face like that, dug that one out. It was coming right back at her. Just stay ready.
Talk about grit. You know that spike is coming hard, and she stands right there and digs it out this time.
You got it. Hannah Gladson, she's a senior?
No, Hannah Gladson is a sophomore.
Just a sophomore.
Yep.
Very impressive. Here's Luca Blumberg for the Buccaneers serving. Prentice leading 11-9 in this first set. And a little tip
over the top.
A nice job there from Brianna Norton. And a few Finlanders out here tonight, Chris.
Right. But that's that smart play, getting over the towers of the two in front, the Gillette sisters.
Yep, you got two Gillette sisters. You got the senior and the freshman out there, both of them with a lot of height. Luca Blumberg, a nice set, setting up Glanson. Mellon digs it out, and Mesko Jokinen from the backside. And again, maybe a little miscommunication, I think, Lord and Hakenin.
Good spot on the ball, right in between the libero and the back line.
And Mellon doing a nice job being ready here. Tied up at 11 here, the two seed. Prentice taking on the 11, or the 3 seed, Mellon Granite Diggers. So far, it's looking like we thought it would be. Gladson hits that one a little far. Didn't get high enough to put any downward angle on it, and it's 12-11. Mellon taking a 1-point lead and serving again here, Brooke Newman. And
nice quick tip over by Luca.
Yeah, Luca put it in the right spot, and Peters wasn't able to get at it. Prentice ties it up at 12, and Hannah Gladson, she's going to serve from the backside.
Look at the youth on the floor right now on the Buccaneers side.
Yeah, are we talking all one?
You have one, two,
senior?
Three freshmen.
A lot going on here for the Buccaneers.
Sophomore, and what's Luca?
Luca's a junior, I believe.
Junior, yes.
And
I should know that. I had her in basketball.
Yes, 13-12. Prentice takes the lead on a hit out of bounds by the Granite Diggers. Gladson, again, for the Buccaneers, serves it over. On this right side, a nice spike dug out by the Buccaneers. They're going to try to get Leah Lord, a big spike from her. Buccaneer, or Mesko digs that one out. Left side, Granite Diggers. Back and forth they go. Trying to find Leah Lord. She's blocked. Piper Haken and got her hands on it. A beautiful job by the Buccaneers. Saving that one. Piper Gladson on the ground getting that. Here they got Lord again. Lord tips it over. And here's the Granite Diggers time turn. They'll go here by Piper. Piper Haken and over to Lord. Lord gets up hard. That one you could see. She got some height on it. Timed it just perfectly. And there's no one. Leah Lord's going to be something to deal with. Leah Lord and Hannah Gladson. You still got Piper coming back another year. You got a lot of these girls coming back. You're going to lose Gillette next year. But the future looks bright here for the Buccaneers. Piper Haken and my favorite Buccaneer today. And she gets it over. Mellon.
Nice from the back row.
Yeah, from the back row. Mellon gets a spike, puts it in the right spot, and makes it a 14-13 game here. Prentice leading in this first set. I see my parents showed up over here, Bob and Shirley.
They were at the last game, too.
All right, here is Granite Diggers, and it's Norton and getting it over, and Prentice got to get it over this time. Piper can't get enough oomph on it. She was running the wrong direction, had to hit it behind her, and point goes to the Granite Diggers. And Brianna Norton, and she's got the momentum on her side. Basketball, Chris, and volleyball, they're the two sports. Momentum's such a real thing here. And you find ways to stop the bleeding. It's tied up at 14 here. in Prentice. Regional finals. The Buccaneers looking to move on here, as are the Granite Diggers, and take on the winner of Rib Lake and Winter. Haven't seen much of Winter. Winter's the 4 seed. You got the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seed left here. So the winner's going to move on to sectionals. And Lauren Geiger going to take a break here. Geiger also just a junior. Yeah, you look down this roster here, Chris. Two seniors, Brianna Swan and Kayla Gillette.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent. Coach Murphy does a nice job of making sure that there's enough talent to replace what he might be losing this following season.
Yeah, and I don't...
He's building this program strong.
Absolutely, and you go down to 8th grade and you see it, 7th grade, you see it. Not a lot of girls, I don't think, in the 6th grade in Prentice over here. You're going to get that once-in-a-while grade where there's not a lot of girls, but you got enough around it to keep things going here. Volleyball doing real well here in Prentice. 14-14, Mellon serves it over, looking for Lord on this right side is Prentice, and it was just tipped a little bit. Lord didn't have to hit it that hard off the fingertips of Mellon, and it hits the floor, and it's 15-14. Prentice leading. Piper Hakenen going to serve here for the Buccaneers.
Right now, Lord's looking like she's just trying to get her timing correct.
Yeah.
See her go up that one confident spike, and now
big ace
in
from Piper. Piper gets the ace. Yeah, I'm noticing that with her, too. Lord trying to find her timing. She hasn't been hitting it hard. We're going to see one coming up here. When she feels ready, she's going to put it down. We've seen it before, Chris. Piper looking to serve again. Buccaneers leading 16-14. Piper serves this one over. The Granite Diggers a little tip over the top. And Buccaneers turn. Leah Lord, she's doing the same thing. Mellon's got to get it over. They do. All right, here we go. They're going to look up. Oh, Gillette on that
lefty,
left side.
Lefty.
And that was Riley, the freshman. And she's a lefty. Is Kayla a lefty as well?
No, Kayla's okay. Right-handed.
So Riley, the lefty, the young Gillette, gets the point. And it's 17-14, Prentice Buccaneers leading here. A timeout was called, I believe, by the Granite Diggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Think D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle performing like a pro all season long. Like a great team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change pricing, and rewards. Buy 5 oil changes, get the 6 free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Plus, 24-hour towing and on-off-road roadside recovery keeps you in the game wherever you go.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenen here, along with Chris Johnson, good old friend of mine. Grew up with Chris Johnson my whole life. We went to school together since kindergarten, first grade. There we go. So I got Chris up here helping me out, a longtime Buccaneer. And we got regional finals here. A good one here tonight, Chris. It's the Mellon Granite Diggers came into Prentice here, taking on the Prentice Buccaneers. And in this first set, it's 17-14. Prentice leading. Mellon coming out of a timeout right here.
Nice timeout. Prentice went on a little bit of a run
there.
Coach is going to stop them, get her girls back together, and see what they can come back right now.
It's that stop the bleeding, stop the momentum. It's just like in basketball. They're on a little run. You got to do something just to change things up and stop things the way they're going. And a lot of times it works. A timeout coming out of a timeout in basketball, good things generally happen. A timeout coming out of volleyball, same thing. It's like you get just a refresh, restart.
Yep.
And both teams have shown they can go on these mini runs. It's been a back and forth all day here. 3 points doesn't seem like enough. And Prentice at 17-14, right where they want to be in this game, though. You want to have this lead. First points to 20 is what you really want to do here. And I'm not sure if we've got some kind of miscommunication here. They got this game rolling again, though.
These girls just anxious to play.
Yeah. All right, Piper Hakenen, and she's going to serve again here for the Buccaneers. Piper, the libero, gets that one over. Here's the Granite Diggers, almost making a mistake, but they do get it over. Here's Lord on this right side.
Block.
That was a beautiful block. That was by number 5, Trinity Conley. She got up high, just over the net.
That's a big block. Leah had that one timed out good, but yep. Confident, came down with it strong.
I mean, everything in this game. And with that being said, you know, if you can meet them up at the net and get your hands up over that, you do have a chance to block anything. Here's Glass, and she's got to get it over. Geiger bumps it over for the Buccaneers, over to the Mellon side. They're going to look. Nice spike right up the middle. Prentice able to save it. Luca Blumberg with a nice dig back to the Mellon side. And again, in a block from Geiger. Here we go. Here going to try Mesko joking it.
Yep.
Here we go. Piper digs this one out for the Bucks. They're going to find Leah Lord. Leah had to put a little tip on that one. Didn't have a great opportunity. Mellon gets it over. Lord again really working this side and almost a nice save.
Yeah.
Almost a nice save on the back end from Mellon. That was 15. Newman. Newman did a nice job giving it an effort, but Leah Lord a little too much on that one. Prentice leading 18-15. And serving now for the Buccaneers, Sophie Stroba. And she serves that one over. Nice hard serve from here. Mellon's turn bumps it over. And Lord on this right side.
She's starting to feel it.
Yep. Two different teams here. You got the power. You feel like you got an advantage up front with the Prentice Buccaneers here with some of their girls. Point's going to go to Mellon. Must have been an illegal hit.
Double hit. You can double hit on your side of the net if it goes to a teammate, but not over the net.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's how that works.
Coach Murphy just explained that to
me. There we go. All right. Serving here again, Trinity Conley for the Granite Diggers gets it over. And Maddie Freeman.
What a save.
Oh, wow, a diving save from Mellon. This is regional final style volleyball. And Lord with a big spike. Mellon, the defense is there. And this time Geiger had enough to get it over. Lauren Geiger right by the net.
Number five. She's in a couple of big plays here. Dug that hard spike out in the back to keep that ball aligned. Nice play at the net.
Yes. Coach LaRose, Amanda LaRose, got this team ready. And she's a gritty family, their LaRose family. You know she's going to have these younger girls ready. 19-17 as Mellon gets the point on a little tip over the top. Prentice wasn't able to get to it. 19-17, and we're going to have Gracie Peters, the one that was hit in the face earlier, serving. And here is the Buccaneers, and they're going to not be able to get it over in enough attempts. It's 19-18. We said that 3 points isn't enough. Chris, I said first 1-20 here is going to win this first set. We'll see if that turns out to be true. Blast and a diving save to tip it over. And here is the Granite Diggers doing a nice
back
job
by Lord.
There you go. Lord had a quick one in that back end, was able to keep it going. Here's Mesko. Big spike from her. That one looked out. I was. Mesko served it a little
There's
wide
your first
left.
1-20. We'll see if you're true.
Prentice has got 20. We'll see if it works out. It's 20-18. Kayla Gillette coming in here for Piper.
No, that's Rainey. Rainey Klinger coming in. Oh, and Rainey Klinger coming in for Lauren.
There we go. Here's Klinger from the backside. Gets that one over on nice serve. Just dropped it over the top. Hey, you don't have to do too much, do you, Chris? You just got to put it where it's got to be. And another timeout. It's 21-18. Coach LaRose stopping the bleeding over there. She's going to take a quick timeout. It's 21-18. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken along with Chris Johnson here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's a 21-18 lead here for the Prentice Buccaneers over the Mellon Granite Diggers here in regional final action. The Prentice Buccaneers, the 2 seed. Out of the Merriwood Conference, taking on the 3 seed Mellon Granite Diggers. What do they call it, the Northern Lights Conference now?
I do believe so, yes.
All right, here is Klinger. Gets it over for the Buccaneers. Granite Diggers' turn. Nice spike on that left side. Prentice's turn. Oh, that was a big one from Kayla Gillette. Kayla put it down hard, but the Granite Diggers were there. And Mesko puts it where Lord couldn't get it, just in front of her. A diving save from Leah Lord.
both times coaches worked out coming out of that timeout. They got their point back.
Yeah, 21-19. Nice timeouts from Amanda LaRose. LaRose's been doing this for 20-some years over in Mellon, and they got a really nice volleyball program over there. Hannah Glasson was blocked. She got up high, and the block turns into something good. It's 21-20. And the Buccaneers.
I do believe that block came by number 15, did it not?
Yeah, number 15. Beautiful block from her, Brooke Newman. And Lord bumps this one out of bounds.
Here we go.
21-21. Here we go. Piper goes over, settles her down, says, Leah, it's all right. We're going to make more mistakes. Here we go, 21-21. Piper digs this one up. I like the composure of Piper Haken and a real leader on this team, able to calm them down when they need it. And Gillette, I think that was going to be an illegal hit. 22-21. Granite Diggers take a lead here. And the Libero serving over there. And I don't have her name here. She's not on the roster, or on the program, I should say. You know her name, Katie? And gets it over to the Buccaneers. Piper digs that one up. Maddie Freeman, a nice spike. She's got some power over there on that left side. Here's Lord. Digs this one out. Looking for Glatz, and that's where you want it. And a
what
nice save from Mellon. And over to the Prentice side. There was some play by the net. Both teams touched it a few times. It bounced over out of bounds after Prentice tried to save it. Coach Mike Murphy's going to call a timeout here. The Granite Diggers leading 23-21 in this first set. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here with Chris Johnson in Prentice, Wisconsin. 23-21, Mellon serving again here. They've got the lead. Here's Glapson right side. A big spike from her. I think it was tipped.
Yes.
It's going to be Prentice point.
Was.
Yeah. Prentice going to get the point. Glapson spiked that one hard. It was blocked out of bounds. 23-22. What happened there, Chris? Out of the timeout again. Prentice gets the point, stops the momentum, and Luca Blumberg, she's going to serve for the Buccaneers. Luca Jr.?
Yes.
The Luca Jr. It's this one over. Here's the Granite Diggers on that left side. And what do we got? It's going to be point Prentice.
Double hit.
That was an illegal hit over.
Yep.
Okay. Illegal hit, double hit, whatever you want to call it. Prentice gets the point. Tied at 23. Luca Blumberg. A spike from her. Granite Diggers able to
nice
get it over.
Piper, get it in
Prentice.
Play.
Glatson spikes it, and again, nice defense by the illegal hit. Apparently, I didn't see what the illegal hit was. I thought that was a nice one by the Granite Diggers. No complaint from Coach LaRose. It's 24-23. Prentice serving. Set point here. Luca Blumberg. Nice dig or nice serve from her.
And
there it is. Caleb Gillette finishes it. 25-23. Is the score of that first set. The Granite Diggers doing a nice job keeping this a game. Very impressive what they're doing defensively, Chris.
I wouldn't go away from watching this. This is going to be good every game.
Every game is going to be. The defense, the effort is there. Coach LaRose giving us a wave from down on the court here. Really impressed and proud of what she's doing over there. The Buccaneers, though, a little too much. Hey, we're going to send it back. Prentice wins that first set 25-23. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP, foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Think D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls just as oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle performing like a pro all season long. Like a great team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change pricing, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Plus, 24-hour towing and on-off-road roadside recovery keeps you in the game wherever you go.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Chris Johnson here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It is the Prentice Buccaneers hosting the Mellon Granite Diggers in regional final action, and the Buccaneers winning that first set 25-23. That was one of the better sets that I've seen here so far this year. The Buccaneers have the hype, and I think the athleticism on their side. The Granite Diggers, there's no give up in them over there. They're playing defense. They're
smart ball.
Smart ball.
Over the height.
Exactly. Doing a great job. And it is the Granite Diggers serving Buccaneers. That was glancing from a big spike from the backside. Granite Diggers, it was their turn right there. That was
number nine.
That was Norton and spiked that one into the net. And it's going to be a 1-0 lead for the Buccaneers. Piper Hakenin, my favorite Buccaneer here tonight. Puts this one over. Piper gets it over. Here's Mellon's turn. And a spike up the middle.
Nice
Piper
dig
digs
Piper.
That one out. Looking for Lord. And Lord, nice spike from her. But the Granite Digger's there every time. And here's Mellon. They don't have a lot of big power play by the net. And Mellon, again, spike from that left side. Dug out by Lord. Lord, again, a big spike from her. Mellon digs out again. And they're going to make Prentice make a mistake. It feels like that's their game. We just got to keep it going. And big spike, and they put it in. I think that was in.
Number five.
It was. That was Norton again. Or I'm sorry, that's Trinity Conley. Trinity Conley with a big kill. Ties it up at one.
Yeah, they're playing a game of hit where they're not.
Malaya Norton, and she's going to serve. It's a lot what we see. We don't see the big spike kill coming up. They're kind of put it into play, put it in awkward spots. And dug out there by Glatz and Lord on this front side. That one, a big kill.
Confidence is getting stronger with every swing.
You've probably seen this girl a little bit more than I have. Leah Lord, though, you know she's going to be a star in whatever she does. But you can see her kind of building up to this moment. She's that girl that's going to get better as the game goes on. All right, Prentice serving. That was what is that serving there?
Sophie.
Oh, yeah. Sophie Stroba. Stroba over to Lauren.
There she is again, right down
and it
the
was
line.
Out. And that was out.
Missed call. From our vantage point, right on the line, it looks like from up here. It looks
it
like
did.
The judge couldn't
Coach
see it.
LaRose was right trying to call it out. And here we got, I don't know, they're going to talk about it, and it might come back in. Because a line judge over there was like, I didn't see it or something. I didn't know you could even say that.
I don't know if it got blocked in his view or what with the girls right there on the line.
Sure.
From our vantage point, I'd like to say it was in, but obviously I can't see that well.
Yeah. Oh, the captains are going to talk about it. How can you do that? I mean, you got to make a decision of what it is. Don't they just make a call?
Not a
clue. I mean, what are the captains going to do? So they're weighing in on what replay. They're weighing in on what happened here. Some discrepancy on if it was in or out. And they're going to do a replay?
No point replay.
So I've never seen that before.
Oh.
Dave Varro doing Dave Varro things down there.
Hey, but actually on this point right here, in this type of, in, you know, a regional final game.
Sure, let's get it right.
Let's get it right instead of guess.
Yep. Here we go. Stroba gets this one over, and the Granite Diggers dig it out from the middle. They'll spike over the top where nobody was again, Chris. It's been the theme to their game here. Prentice goes up for a block. They tipped it right over the top from the middle of the court. It's 2-2. And Trinity Conley serving again for Mellon. Gets this one deep. Piper Haken and digs it out. And they're looking for Lord on that right side now. And she gets it over. The Granite Diggers, there's Mesko. Mesko's laughing over there. Something was funny.
I think she tripped and fell a little.
Sure. Lord spikes that one off the defender's hand, and it goes out of bounds. Point goes to the Prentice Buccaneers. It's 3-2 in this second set. Prentice leading 1-0.
There's what those hard hits do, though, coming off a block hand. It goes anywhere.
Yeah.
It's hard to gain.
Here we go. Leah Lord with the serve. Mesko on that left side. A nice block from the Buccaneers. And Mellon gets it back over. Stroba trying to set up Glatson. A little bit of a tough setup for her. Tipped it over. It was blocked.
Oh, Maddie Freeman on the backside.
Yeah, Maddie Freeman, the sophomore, on that right side. I've seen her play last year as a freshman, Chris. She looks a little bit more experienced, a little more confident. She's an athlete.
She's gained a lot because that's not much height coming out of her to get
right
up, and she has full confidence spiking that ball down.
Leah Lord with the serve here goes a little bit deep, and it's 4-3, Buccaneers leading.
Little energy there, a little long hit.
Yep, Gracie Peters. Leah Lord maybe trying to calm herself down a little bit, ease herself into this game. And Buccaneers turn here. Off the serve, Maddie Freeman again, a diving
save
from Mellon. And there's Geiger with the spike. Mellon saves it, and Mesko hits that one, but was it tipped? No, must not have been tipped. It was out of bounds. It's going to be Prentice Point, 5-3. I thought maybe a Buccaneer got up there, but no. 5-3, Prentice leading.
Rainy Cleaner coming in, kind of like a serving specialist here.
Yeah, I've seen her coming in just to serve. You see her on that back line, and she doesn't have a hard serve, but effective, Chris.
Yeah, she's got a nice knuckle that drops and moves.
Sure. And Mellon with an error, putting that one out of bounds, and it's 6-3. Right where Prentice wants to be.
Trying to quick hit, trying to get just over it and drop it on the line just a little out.
Rainey Klinger, the junior, serving again. Gets it over. Mellon digging it out. Looking for Mesko Jokinen on this right side. Gladson able to get the block. And Gillette with the save there. Mellon has it again. Here's Mesko, a little tip over the top. Blocked by Gillette. And Ward digs it out deep on the Buccaneers side. Here's Gillette, a big fight for her. So, Kayla Gillette, you see what she's able to do. She's got the size. She's tall enough, Chris, where she can actually spike it straight down.
And Mellon's got a lot to cover when you're coming from the middle. You're coming from the outside with Hannah and Leah, and now you got to worry about Riley
Gillette as
and
well.
Kayla in the middle.
Klinger with a little arrow there, a mistake on her serve. And makes it 7-4. Piper going to come back in for her. So Piper, the libero, did I mention she's my favorite Buccaneer here tonight, Chris?
I think I heard that.
There we go. And Piper with a nice save, trying
nice
to dig it out. Again, an ace there from Mellon, from their libero. And Violet Kratzmar, she's going to serve again at 7-5. This one dug out by Hakenin. Here we got Lord, big spike from the backside. Mellon digs it out. And they're going to put one right over the top. Mellon just tips it over. Piper digs it out. Gladson's got to put it over. She does. Mellon's turn. They're going to try to get one over from the right side. It's blocked by Gillette. And Mellon's got to get it over on this one. And they do. Gillette puts it back. That was a nice job by her. But Mellon digs it out. Saves it. Here we go. Setting up Gladson. Gladson almost could have let that one go, but Mellon digs it out again. And a nice job back and forth. This looks like a three seed against a two seed. Gladson with a big spike. Mellon saves it again. Able to get it over. Keeping it in play. Here's Prentice. Maddie Freeman on that right side. A little too far. Point goes to the Granite Diggers. It's 7-6. And the Granite Diggers, just like we said, Chris, keeping it in play, keeping it going. And then Prentice finally makes the mistake. All right, another serve and a point. Lord can't keep get that one.
Potter right in the middle.
Yep, Potter in the middle, kind of in an awkward position right there.
Tie ball game, 7-7.
Tied up, 7-7. Kretschmeyer serves again here for Mellon. And Prentice digs it out, gets it over. Mellon. It spiked from this right side. It was tipped. It's good anyway. Mellon gets the point. Mellon takes the lead, 8-7. Every time Prentice digs this three-point lead, Mellon comes back, scratches back in.
A lot of game.
A lot of game left. You're right, Chris. All right, here's Mellon again. The serve from Kretschmeyer. Gets it over. Prentice. Gillette's got to tip it over. She does. Mellon's turn, hits the net. Nice diving save. Gladson dives on the ground, gets the save. There's a spike again, blocked by Gillette. And Mellon can't get it. Kayla Gillette making her presence in this second set. They didn't see so much off her. So many weapons on this Prentice team, Chris. And the younger sister, Riley Gillette, comes into the game.
A lot of credit to Mellon. They're digging hard hit balls after hard hit balls.
They are a lot of height, a lot of size on this Prentice team. Mellon gets it over. Here is Piper Hakenin setting this one up, and Lord just took it. She had to come from the backside. More miscommunication. I've seen more miscommunication on the Prentice side here tonight than the Mellon side, Chris. All right, here we go. Again, serving. Here's Newman. Gets it over. Dug out by Hakenin. Luca Blumberg setting up Gillette. She puts a little tip over the top. Mesko setting up left side over to Norton. And Norton gets the point. Was that blocked? I had my head down.
Yep.
Blocked and must have went out of bounds.
Yep.
Mellon leading 10-8. So a run here for the Granite Diggers. Here's Brooke Newman, the junior, going to serve for the Granite Diggers. Hakenin digs this one out. Leah Lord saves this one. A nice job, and then more miscommunication, Chris. As the ball fell down in between, Murphy's going to get some subs coming in here. He's got Maddie Freeman and Stroba coming out.
Good test on both teams right here. See if you can dig out. You're going to have to dig out at some point in tournament play.
Yeah.
So being able to fight through this adversity and come back and fight and see who's going to take control.
You got it. The Lord digs this one out here. All right, here's Hannah Gladson. That one is blocked from the Granite.
It was blocked into their side of the net.
Oh, it was blocked. So Prentice's point. All right. Gladson a little bit too much on that one. Mella doing a nice job getting and meeting him up at the top of the net. Gladson put that one into the net. We've seen serving errors on the Prentice side as well. Prentice has the lead here, 12-9. Mellon with a good strategy. Just keep this game going and try to let Prentice make some mistakes, and they're getting points by it. They're not too flashy. They're just doing the right thing. Here's Lord. Big spike from her. A diving save from the Granite Diggers. Mellon gets it over. Dug up by Lord. Droba to Lord. Granite Diggers dig it out. Is a big spike.
What
oh,
a big
and a block. There we go, and that was Trinity Conley. Got up high and spiked it. And Kayla Gillette put it back in her face. 12-10. Granite Diggers leading. But Piper Hakenin, she's up here to serve. Nice serve from Piper. Piper, Granite Diggers can't keep it. Oh, they did. Oh, my gosh. No.
Came on the outside of the net.
Sure. It was almost a nice save there, a diving save from the Granite Diggers. They put it over, but it was, like you said, came in outside the net.
Piper's done a nice job on her serve. A lot of knuckleheads coming over.
And here it is again. That one, again, into the net. Another serving error by the Buccaneers. 13-11. And here we go. Here's Norton and serving for the Granite Diggers. Dug out there by the Buccaneers. Here's the Granite Diggers time turn again. And Conley gets this one over. Nice job by Leah Lord with that save. Piper saved that one. Probably could have let it go. Stroba, nice job. And Leah Lord keeps it alive. Keeps this volley going. Maddie Freeman saves it. Here's Lord again. Puts it over. Blocked by the Granite Diggers. Piper to Lord. Lord tips it over the top. Granite Diggers keep it going. Put it back into play. They're going to look for Lord again. No, they're going to look for Geiger. Who Geiger puts it down and gets the point. Geiger's been effective here.
That little
tonight.
Quick set right there. They're yep. expecting that long one to go out to Lord on the outside, and they quick set Geiger in the middle.
Geiger didn't have to put a lot on it, but a nice spike and a kill from her. And it's 13 to 12. Granite Diggers leading. Granite Diggers get it over. Setting up Lord right side. Big spike from her, and it was out. Point goes to the Granite Diggers just out, Chris. That was a close one.
Enough to make the judge question.
Yep. Julie Pemper right on top of that one, though, Chris.
Yes, she was.
14-12. Conley with the serve. Dug out by Haken, and here's Stroba. Over to Lord. Lord gets it over. Granite Diggers time. They're going to set up Jokinen on this backside. On that far side from us, and she spikes it down opposite corner. It's 15-12. Mellon leading in this second set. Conley again for the Granite Diggers. A serve from her, and a mistake on the Prentice side again there. Gladson couldn't get that one. She was going to, I think, pull back last second. And it landed in.
Conley's got nice power from that distance and serving right to the chest of the back line.
16-12. Maddie Freeman setting up Lord, puts it over. Prentice didn't have a play there. They're going to set up. Thought it was going to be Mesko, but putting it over the top was Newman. Leah Lord this time for the Buccaneers. That go by the Granite Diggers. The Granite Diggers off the top of the net. Buccaneers save it. Right side, there's Maddie Freeman with a big spike dug out by the Granite Diggers. And a big spike from the middle, but it goes into the top of the net. And that was Trinity Conley. She's got some power over there too, Chris.
Yes, she does.
Leah Lord at 16-13. Leah Lord to serve here. The freshman from the Buccaneers. Jump serve from her. Granite Diggers. Mesko puts it over and too far. Little too much power. Bella Mesko. Jokinen. She's the powerhouse over there for the Granite Diggers, Chris. They got her on the front line. This is a good opportunity for them to score. Lord gets it over the top. And it's kicked back to the Prentice side. Here is Gladson with a push over the top. Mesko again. And a spike. She's getting this opposite corner over here. She's on the left side away from us. And she's spiking it to this other corner, and it's landing in between some players.
They feel more confident because they feel that long line of the court. They
yeah.
can put something into it.
And here we go. And that's Gracie Peters serving.
Here comes Hannah.
Gladson. Hannah Gladson a little bit far, a little bit hard. It's 18-14. Granite Diggers leading. Again, Chris, the story, unforced errors.
Definitely.
And that's going to lead to a timeout. I'm guessing Murphy took that timeout. 18-14, the Granite Diggers leading the Prentice Buccaneers in this second set. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Leon? Back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Chris Johnson here in Prentice, Wisconsin. What a volleyball match we've got here tonight. The Prentice Buccaneers, the 2 seed, taking on the Mellon Granite Diggers, the 3 seed. Prentice leading 1-0, but in the second set, it's 18-14. Mellon, they're serving. Over the top they go. And like you said, they're putting it into the backside, putting the ball deep there and making Prentice make decisions. And that's becoming a little bit of a problem. Unforced errors here for the Buccaneers. And you see Coach Murphy over there. He's like, he's trying to keep him aggressive. Hey, just go get it. Just go get it. Let's just go beat them. All right, here we go. Gladson digs this one out. It's 19-14. Lapton gets up high and gets again a spike there. A big kill. A nice effort from the Granite Diggers meeting there at the top. That was Brianna Norton, and but too much Hannah Gladson, too powerful.
It's a lot of strength to hold strong to make go back over that net.
You bet. 19-15 is the score. And we've got Klinger coming in to serve again for the Buccaneers. Buccaneers stop the bleeding. Here's Klinger. Puts it over, dug out by the Granite Diggers. From that back line there, that was Norton in. And here's Gladson with a big spike. Dug up by the Granite Diggers, and a rough put in a tough spot. There was a mistake there by the Granite Diggers. We haven't seen a lot. Trying to get a
not
set
many
by the net. Yeah, not many. Trying to get a set up by the net. She just put it in a hard spot for her teammate to get it. It's 19-16. Prentice with a couple points in a row here. Here's Klinger again. To that back line. They hit that one deep and got the point.
You put the choice. You put the decision on that back line. Is it in or out? That's such a tight rope to walk right there.
Really noticeable in this game here. Both teams having a little trouble when it's hit deep. Klinger, she's going to serve from the right side for the Buccaneers. It's 19-17. Granite Diggers leading. And Klinger gets it up over the top. And here's left side, a big spike over on that left side from Norton. And Hannah Gladson, that one was out, but my goodness. What are they giving the point to?
Looks like net on number 11.
So a goofy call right there, honestly, about that. I guess apparently she was in the net there. Gladson hit that one out. Mellon with the error right there. Tough call if you're a Mellon fan. And here's Klinger trying to tie this game up or this set up. Dug out by the Granite Diggers. Backside. That was Norton and into the net. Trying to skip the point. Tied at 19. And Coach LaRoe is going to call a timeout and stop the bleeding. Tied at 19 in this second set. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with my good friend Chris Johnson here in Prentice, Wisconsin. And we're in the second set, tied up at 19 apiece. Prentice leading one set to none. Mellon's bringing some energy over here as well. It's like a Phillips crowd is over here off their cross-country meet they had in town. And Prentice, there's Maddie Freeman, a big spike from her. And Granite Diggers have it. They get it over the top board. Sets it up, Strobe to Gillette. Just too big. Just too tall. Kayla Gillette gets on top of that one, spikes it straight down. 2019?
I think it's a 4 or 5 point run right now.
It's got to be a 5 point run at least. They were down by 3 or 4 going into that. And Mellon this time. Over the top, and Gillette.
Kayla again.
Kayla's been just huge in this second set here. Her height has really taken advantage of this Mellon team.
Senior showing up big here. Doesn't want to end it now. She wants to keep going.
You bet. 21-19. Prentice on a roll here. Here's Klinger. Klinger on a roll here. And a nice job by Coach Murphy getting her in here to be serving in some trouble here for Prentice. Play by the net. Mellon won that one. Mellon gets the point.
There again, a little bit more smoothness by Mellon trying to hit over the height, catches the tip of the fingers.
Yeah.
Off.
21-20. Mellon sticking with their game here, their finesse game. Over the top, they go. Piper digs this one out. Stroba setting up Freeman. Freeman tips it to that back line. Mellon digs it out. Mellon playing almost a flawless game here to beat Prentice. And a block by the net. And Leah Lord spiked that one from at the back line there. Got it over the top, and it was number 11, Brianna Norton. And with the block, tying it up at 21, Chris. There's the libero. Gets it over for the Granite Diggers. Gladson with a big spike from Hannah Gladson gets the kill. And the Buccaneers take a lead again, 22-21.
Had to contort her body a little on that one, a little set off to the side, and she had to turn on it.
Maddie Freeman going to serve for the Buccaneers, up by one. Freeman, nice serve from her. Got some speed, some power on that one. And the Granite Diggers spike it from the back line. Dug out by the Buccaneers. Gladson tries to save that one, and a little spike from her. Granite Diggers had no problem. A big one. A big spike there on that left side from Norton, and she's been effective in this game.
Calling Kayla in the net there.
Okay, Kayla in the net. They blew the whistle. They would have gotten the point anyways.
Correct.
But Kayla was in the net. Kayla Gillette, 22-22. Mellon serving. And that's Newman, Brooke Newman. Piper digs this one out. Piper Hakenen does. They're trying to find Glasson. Glasson hits it too far. 23-22. The one they're having a little trouble with is when they set Gladson up from far away. She's not able to time it right and get her height to spike it down. It's 23-22. And
Piper
Mellon,
with a nice read.
Yeah, Piper Haken, a nice read, letting that one go. And Mellon doing their thing, though, hitting it to the back line. 23-23. Hannah Gladson for Prentice serving. Here she is, right side. Over the top it goes, Granite. Granite Diggers dig it out. And Messel with that one into the net. It'll be four hits. And a big spike there from Messel was into the net. Prentice leading 24-23. Amanda LaRose, coach for the Granite Diggers, she's going to call her final timeout here. It's 24-23. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. October is car care month. Since the cold weather is upon us, now is the perfect time to make sure your vehicle is ready for the season. Right now, get a complimentary vehicle inspection with every mobile service visit. We will come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way. The most convenient way to service your vehicle and make sure it's ready for winter. Go online to MedfordMotors.com or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details and to schedule now.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan and Chris Johnson here in Prentice, Wisconsin. 24-23, games in play here. Prentice leading by one here. And it's out of bounds. Mellon hit that one a little bit deep. And 25-23 again, Chris. The same score. The Granite Diggers hit that one deep. Prentice gets the win in the second set. 25-23.
Gutsy call there. That thing couldn't have missed by more than 4 inches off the back line.
Yes, a close one right there. The Granite Diggers been doing so well playing the ball on that back line, keeping the ball deep and making Prentice make mistakes. That one they just missed on right there, Chris, and Prentice gets the win in this second set of this match. So Prentice leading 2-0 here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at LPKDental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalongen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalongen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here along with Chris Johnson in Prentice, Wisconsin. We have regional final action for volleyball here, and an amazing night. One of the more fun games we've seen here this year, Chris. And it's the Buccaneers leading 2-0, winning both sets 25-23, back and forth. Chris, you said it earlier, don't go anywhere. Anyone can win this game here at any point. Prentice has the height advantage, probably the star power. Mellon playing a style of game that's really fun here, putting the ball, playing a finesse game. All right, here we go. The Granite Diggers get this one over. Prentice digs it out, and here's Kayla, a little tip over the top. Kayla Jolie.